everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. Be sure to check out OHL Live and all the action from around the Ontario Hockey League through OHL Live on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to a player eligible for the 2022 National Hockey League Entry Draft. That coming up in a moment, but first, this week's OHL Player of the Week was drafted by the Dallas Stars in the fourth round of the 2020 National Hockey League Entry Draft. That's forward Antonio Stranges of the London Knights. He picked up 3 goals and 4 assists for 7 points in 3 games last week. He came into this week with 10 points over the first 8 games of the season for Stranges. He was drafted by the Knights in the second round of the 2018 OHL Priority Selection. Earlier this week, it was announced that the Kitchener Rangers will play host to the 2022 Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game. 40 of the top players eligible for next year's NHL draft will come together at the Kitchener Memorial Auditorium on February 2nd. Be sure to keep tabs on the OHL website for updates leading up to the event. And one of the players who it would not be a surprise if he's representing the OHL at the Kubota CHL-NHL Top Prospects game is Danny Zilkin of the Guelph Storm. Zilkin and I chatted earlier this week. Well, Danny, for starters, let's talk about this Guelph Storm team. Give me the take on how the mood is around the club right now.
Yeah, I think we had a little bit of a slow start in the beginning of the season, and I think we're picking it up now. We have a lot of new faces, 15 first-year players, so it was hard in the beginning, and guys are gaining experience now, and it's working out.
Do you find, too, it's just that extra work at practice needs to come in, especially for everybody's getting used to each other here, not only because of the break, but as you said, so many new players?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the break was a lot and many people didn't play. So like entering the new league for them, it's a lot faster, and a lot stronger. So it took them a little bit, but guys are stepping up now and they know how everything is. And it's working out well, as I said.
As I said, it was actually 16 games you guys have played so far. Does it feel like, I know it's way too early to be looking at standings, but do you find already in a pretty tight battle in the Western Conference?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very tight battle. There's a lot of good players on many different good teams there with Sioux and London and Kitch as well. I mean, they got great squads, but I think we're going to do just well and hoping for a good playoff run as well.
What are some of the things you guys still want to work on here, let's say over this next even 10-game stretch and getting through the rest before the holiday break? What sort of stuff do the Guelph Storm want to work on here?
I'd say our special teams. I think we were second or third there for power play at some point, and I think we were top five for the PK, but past few days we kind of died down. So I'd say work on those and just keep working to try to get those better and try to get back up in the top five for both PK and power play.
How would you describe how your game personally has gone so far this year?
I'd say I had a slow start too. I had, I think, 3 points in 8 games, but then I think I was just putting a little bit too much pressure on myself, being having a letter on my jersey and obviously being my draft year. So I kind of just focused on the little things and trying to not worry about that outside noise, and found a way to shoot the puck and find my line mate pass the job. Obviously, he's a great player and it's easy for me to give him the puck. So it's working out so far, and I'm going to try to keep this going.
Well, you know, you talk about points right off the bat. What are some of the other things that at the end of a game you say, hey, you know what, I've had a good game, or maybe I need to work on something? What are some of those other things that maybe wouldn't jump out just somebody looking at a box score?
I think the faceoff and the D-zone play, I think my faceoffs have been great this season. I think over 60% the past few days, so that's been going well. And just trying to do the little things, as I said, block shots and be a leader for the young guys with my play on the ice. Doing little things well and trying to get the pucks out, and being a good forechecker and backchecker as well. That plays a huge role.
You talk about working with Sasha Pastrajov, who of course came in this season as well. I've got to think the chemistry you two were able to build came along pretty quickly.
Yeah, I knew Pastrajov actually from a young age. I think we played a few tournaments together. So when I heard the news, I was ecstatic. I was super excited, and I DM'd him right away and asked him if the news were true, and he told me that it was. So yeah, it's been going great so far, and I think we're just going to keep getting better.
You mentioned your draft year. One of the things coming up is the CHL Top Prospects game. They announced this week that it's going to be played in February in Kitchener. Is that one of your goals right now, to be able to make that roster?
Yeah, for sure. I think it'll be a huge honor if I make that roster. It's going to be a great experience. And I was at the last prospect game 2 Decembers ago, and it was a great experience for me, and it's going to be great being on the ice.
for you have had a lot of stuff other going on, of course, even during the break, we'll call it, part of that Team Canada under 18 team that won down in Dallas. And I know it's been a little while now, but I've got to think that was still a pretty special group.
Oh yeah, that was unbelievable. Such a professional environment, professional staff, and playing with all the Western Hockey League guys. Obviously, I knew them from past Hockey Canada camps, but it was great to play with them and share that gold medal experience. But yeah, it was an unbelievable experience and something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Does it feel like, indeed, it's just one of those groups that you guys probably run into each other during an OHL game or anything like that, and you guys are probably, I'm going to guess, you guys will be 15 years down the road and you'll probably still be talking about that whole experience.
Yeah, 100%. I think our group chat is still active to this day. So everyone's talking, not just the players, the coaches and the video coaches and athletic therapists as well. So it was a tight group of guys. And as I said, it's something I'll remember forever. And it's an unbelievable experience.
Especially considering what went on, what was going on in the world, you guys having to go through quarantines and everything like that. Did that just add even more to the, you know, the fact you had to overcome that adversity versus going in a normal year?
Yeah, for sure. As I said, many guys didn't play, and I think we're just super hungry to get out there and play some hockey. So it was a lot of fun, and it was good to get on the ice, and it was great to win that gold medal.
Another special group you were part of a few years ago was, of course, that Toronto Marlies team. And you go through that roster and so many guys are in the OHL. And I've got to think that's another group that, you know, you, anytime you see them, what made that group of guys special? It was able to obviously have success at that level, but then move on here to the O.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those guys had skill and a lot of NHL draft picks from that team already, and a lot more in the come up, I think. So I think a lot of those guys are going to have bright futures in the NHL and professional hockey, and they're all great guys and great leaders. So yeah, I think they're great players.
You've had a lot of experience already with the Guelph Storm and the battles in the Western Conference and the Midwest Division. Now with the way the schedule is this year, do you find the battles are even getting more intense out there at times because you're seeing the same guys?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think Blake Kitchener, I think more than 12 times, and same with Owen Sound in London. So those are going to be tight games, and every point matters in those games.
What's it like on the ice? Is the verbal exchanges, the chirps a little bit more out there? Could you see the same guys?
Yeah, I think so. Some guys are trying to go after one another, but trying to not focus on those things. I don't think that's part of my game, and that's I don't think that's how I play. So just try to put that aside and play my game and get some offensive production from the team.
That was Danny Zilkin of the Guelph Storm. Let's take a look at the Kia CHL Top 10 rankings this week. And once again, the London Knights, the top OHL club, ranked third in the national list. The Ottawa 67s coming in at number 8, the Kingston Frontenacs at 10, and honorable mention this week to the Sioux Greyhounds. That's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.